It's Misty and Lori. Welcome to the Pissed and Pickled Podcast.
Hi.
Wow.
Woo!
Woo! What a week. What a crazy week.
Exciting as hell.
I'm Lori.
I'm Missy.
And we are pissed and pickled.
And we're going on Shark Tank.
we're practicing that for if we ever do go on Shark Tank.
We're going to come up with an idea.
We are going to come up with an idea.
We don't have it yet.
Guys, welcome back. A shout out to our sponsor, My Paddle. For bringing this fabulous, fun show to you guys. And I just want to stop for just a second and say, the My Paddle guys,
we love them.
We love you guys. Thank you for supporting us and being understanding. We have a few glitches in production here lately. Thank you for always being supportive and just always just being great, guys.
Always very kind
so
and
with
nice.
So that,
and
you listeners out there, go to their site, mypadl.com. Order up some of those fabulous paddle bands, even if you don't play pickleball, which you should.
Easter's coming.
Easter's already on.
Easter's gone. But guess what's around the corner? May Day.
You can strap those on your May Day pole.
Yeah.
And dance around
okay,
with
flowers.
Ribbon. Yeah, do that. But anyway, get on there, order some. They'll let you put whatever you want on them. You can give them as gifts.
Yes. You can be nice. You can be mean.
Yeah, you can
maybe
say hateful things. You could say fun
maybe
things.
Somebody...
They're great guys.
You.
We love them and we love you, My Paddle. Thank you again for all you do for
us. We'll see you soon.
So, Missy, what are we going to talk about today in today's show?
Well, I heard some interesting things and I thought we would talk a little bit about AI.
AI.
Do you know what that is?
Artificial intelligence.
You're smart.
I am.
I knew that you knew.
See, I would need that. Artificial. I got it.
Yes, you already have intelligence.
Some
people need a little help.
Yes.
More help than usual because I found, you know, there's a lot of artificial intelligence. I mean, in the cars and all kinds of shit, but maybe your spouse is not working in the bedroom. Maybe you don't even have a spouse anymore. Maybe you don't want one, but maybe you still are desiring some affection. Well, don't you worry. Don't even worry about getting on a dating website because there is a site that you can go to handpick and make your own fabulous lover.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're not going to talk back. They're just going to be, okay.
At your service.
Yeah. And it's not some doll that used to be where that blow up doll, you get it, you blow it up like an inner tube.
It's
and
like
her little mouse red, like.
And if you're too rough with her, she goes.
Yeah, she fizzles in the corner. Not this one.
Wow.
This one's like mate, like feels like flesh. It's got hair. The shoulders and neck move. That movement. You know, so.
Wow.
You can pick, maybe you like some smallish boobs. Maybe you like some big old knockers. Maybe you just want nipple on skin. I don't know what your preference is, but anything
you
goes
can
here.
Just order it up.
Yeah. How about you like that
where
big
you,
old ass?
Where
bang.
Do you order that from?
It's, I think it's called, well, one. So, I don't know. I'll find out.
Mm.
I'll look that shit up because
so you
guess
order
what?
One of those.
Yeah.
They don't talk or anything.
You name her. Yeah.
And you can make,
talk.
Can you get male or female ones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You know.
I'm thinking here.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking. I would.
Maybe you're gay.
I have a husband.
Yes, you do.
So, but he doesn't really talk. So,
okay.
Could I order one that just talked or could I just get a chip that I could put in my husband and then he would talk?
Shark Tank.
Yeah, I like it.
That's it.
He's a great guy. He just doesn't talk to me.
Yeah.
And sometimes
myself, that's not always bad. But
talking
all those
to
times
myself.
You do want to just like, hey, how was your day? Stick the little chip in the dude.
Yeah.
There you go. Have him say what you want.
Or.
Almost like a puppet.
I wouldn't even be opposed just to having the pull cord. Like,
take the back
hey,
of his neck.
How was your day? Oh, it was really good. How was yours? You look lovely today.
Yeah.
But those back
but that's
in the day.
It. If that string would get screwed up, you'd pull it and be like, or if it gets stuck, you're like,
yeah, then you just pull it all the
that's
way
that's like
out.
A baby beans.
A what?
Baby beans.
What?
Everybody
is,
had those.
What's a baby beans?
Baby
beans. Oh everybody didn't have one because I didn't have one.
Well, that's sad. And she's about this big and she had a little hood on and you like pull the back of her neck and she's like, ah. She's such shit. I loved her. I had three of them.
Wow.
Phil got rid of them now.
Wow.
Yeah. My.
So back to, so you get online and you
sad.
Order this artificial companion,
uh-huh.
if we will.
Yeah.
And then just like Amazon deliver it.
Yep.
You have to put it together.
It's like a big coffin box. She just comes out ready to roll. Or
here comes the Amazon driver sitting on his lap. He's like,
yeah. She's not sitting on his lap. It's sitting next to him.
Got a delivery for you, Miss Hancock.
You see this little head going, ta-ting, ta-ting, ta-ting.
That's just creepy.
It's gross. But maybe you're gay and you don't want to come out of the closet yet. You don't have to. You're all Bernard out of the box and...
Wow.
You know, that's how it rolls now.
Gosh, somebody's probably making a lot of money.
There are dating websites like Anime Vibe, which is like animated people, that they're not real. Some of them are even like animal kind of vibe, but then you make them
like
your own deal, like a furry. But it's a, I don't know, it's some weird shit. But you can talk to this person like it's a relationship, although knowing it's not because it's artificial intelligence. But these people are like, she says she loves me. I mean, that kind of vibe.
Wow. That's just weird. I don't know. Divorce rate
will go down.
I don't know where this world is headed towards, but it sounds like robots
straight to hell.
Sounds like robots are going to take over. I don't know that
7 to 10 years
responsible for doing anything anymore.
We're not going to have to do crap. They're going to have a bidet. There's going to be somebody wipe the little, no, you have to not wipe your ass anymore. You're not going to do crap. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. It's all done for you.
I don't know.
I don't like the baby you had in school. Remember that baby? And my daughter threw it in the back of a truck and immediately gave it a head trauma and killed it. My baby's not. Yeah, and it's like.
Not a real baby, people.
No, it was just a thing they didn't
think. Thanks for that class.
My daughter doesn't
touch children. Child development or, I don't know, something like that.
You're going to have some AI baby that's going to be like,
nah. But AI, yeah, you're right. People could just make their own babies, I guess. I don't know. It's weird, but there's been a lot of that in the news lately. With like Drake, and I still don't know if that's real or not. You heard about that, right?
No, what?
Well, Drake, there was a video of him out in a comparable position with like Drake was packing some heat, and you know, it's still like, is that really him? Was that not really
packing
him?
A Trump.
I don't know, but you know, and then like Taylor Swift, she had some I don't know, some porno pictures out or whatever with
little
her face
drilling.
On it. I can't believe they could put Taylor Swift's face on anybody. I just can't believe that. But so they got rid of that. But yeah, I don't know. There was a car in San Francisco, a driverless car, which reminds me of that movie Bridesmaids, where she's going, there's a car without a driver. I'm driving topless.
She's awesome.
Drinking and driving. Yeah. But anyway, this car was driverless in San Francisco, and a police car was trying to pull it over.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously didn't know it was driverless. So it pulled over. After a pretty long chase, and pulled over, and the police car pulled it over. The cop got out to open the door of the driverless car, and it took off again.
It's like, bye,
so
bitch.
So there was like a high-speed chase, and then finally the driverless car pulled over and put its hazard lights on. And the article said, but no one was injured. I'm like, well, there wasn't
anybody
in there to be injured. I don't know. It's just kind of crazy.
It is very scary, people. So careful with artificial intelligence. It's taking over our world.
Wow. Artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Well, we are pissed and pickled. A little bit of a pickleball. Let's talk about pickleball. Probably wondering why I'm wearing this.
Why are you wearing that?
Gargantua gold medal.
That is huge.
Because I won this.
Let me see.
Yesterday in a tournament.
Oh my God. That's heavy as hell.
Yeah, I won it in tournament.
Gold?
First place.
That's impressive.
Overall, that's most points. They did a sort of round robin thing. If you know anything about pickleball, you just show up to play.
How many games did you play?
I think I ended up with 11 or 13 games.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was really tired. But I'm
well done, man.
With the gold, baby. And I'm going to wear this. You'll probably see me wear this
all day. And
like earrings. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or choker. Ooh,
that'd be cool.
That would be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe I like it.
Swimsuit.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, played a lot of pickleball, and it's the season. Leagues are gearing up again. People are playing outside.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching I think it was the PPA or ABP. I don't know, whatever they are. Paris Todd.
The lovely.
She's such a cutie. And she's always dressed. It's like, she looks like she should be a model, not a pickleball player.
Yeah.
But she was playing that Salome. Which is, been tagged a cheater. Several people have walked off the court since they don't like her because she cheats and she's just hateful and mean and whatever. And Paris was getting into the game. And so she's getting a lot of backlash now because she was into the game and she was going, like she'd score a point. She'd get right in Salome's face and go,
I love it.
And
she should have jumped over that net.
I say,
came
Paris kudos to you. Yeah. Keep it up, girl.
Kick her ass. That's what you say.
I'm like, you can only be prim and proper so long, and it just gets the best of you. Look at
you
us.
Know, I am a very good sport. No. I'm the same way. I mean,
you're not.
Just have a little heart in the game. That's all.
Right.
You know, she was pissed.
Exactly.
Speaking of pissed.
Well, I'm not pissed about this.
Me neither.
Thanks, Fat Tire.
What a delight.
New Belgium Brewery.
Let me open that for you.
They also take very good care of us out there. Want to give you guys a shout out. If you guys haven't tried, maybe you've tried Fat Tire in the past. Mm-hmm. New recipe. Try it. It's very good. It's a very
light and crisp.
Light, crispy ale. We're going to go out there.
Oh.
She does this every time for the attention, I think. We're going to go out there in a month or so and do a live show from their brewery out in Colorado. And that
want
should
this
be
now?
Fun. I know you go ahead. You go ahead and have it. I don't want anything in your lips. I've been wrapped around. Anyway, that is coming up. So
super excited to go there,
super
though.
Super excited about that.
Yeah.
So we are Pissed and Pickled. We talked about pickleball. We talked about artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk about things that piss us off.
Jeez.
What do we got?
Probably a long freaking segment. Let's see. What do I start off with? Probably physicians. The doctor's office.
Doctor's office.
Which I don't go that often.
I hate just going anyway.
You know I don't like it something. Because I'm like, I have a copay.
Fine.
All right. I hate going. I just want to do a physical. Plus, I'm having hot flashes. Whatever. So, thank you. Stop!
No, she gets up in the chair
angry.
Soaking wet. It's gross.
Yeah. Anyway, I go there and she's like, uh-oh. Somebody needs a colonoscopy. Somebody needs a mammogram. Somebody needs a CT cardiac. I'm like, cha-ching, ching. All I'm hearing is money and a cat. I'm like, what the hell? No. That's why I don't go. I'm going to do one thing and then that's it. I'm not going back to the doctor.
Ever.
But you know what? They get you. Because I got
a patch.
Put it on. Helps with your hot
look
flashes.
At her. Man, she's a lot easier to deal
chills
with now.
Chills you out. Usually I'm like, God, but I'm chill now. But in order to keep getting that patch, that bitch hooks you. Like, gotta come on in.
It's just like those old, remember back in the day, the Columbia Music Club, where for a penny you could get 17 8-track tapes?
God, who didn't do that? I did. I'm like, holy shit, it's a penny.
You get 18 of them for a penny, but then they get
20
you.
For 11 cents.
Same thing to keep getting your estrogen patch and stuff going there. You're going to have all that shit done all the time in order to maintain you.
And that irritates me.
I know.
It's a bitch turning 45.
I hate that.
Same age as my son.
Just got that. But yeah.
Yeah. That pisses me off that they just now we have a new test, 3D. I don't give a shit. I don't want anything done because if you did a gamut of tests on her,
they're
going to
find
all
something.
Kinds of shit.
Yeah,
just let that shit ride until I have to deal with it. That's what I say.
Yeah. I mean, prevention is
yes,
an ounce of...
But let's settle down.
I don't know. I mean, you do need to get your mammogram. You do need to do regular maintenance stuff. But that other shit, I'm with you. It's like,
calm
it's just
down.
Too much. Things that piss you off.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something that pisses me off.
What?
Right here, right now.
Well.
God, I can barely cross my legs. I was 14 pickleball games yesterday.
Yeah. Ooh, well done.
Hey. Really short people that are driving.
Because they should be. You should not be able to drive if you're short.
No, but get yourself so the person behind you can see that there's a person in the car.
Just have knuckles up here.
And
like,
then, you know, they're just barely putting along. So,
and that's the thing. You can't speed because they can't see. So, and they're
So you go around them really fast. And what's the first thing you do when you pass somebody?
You look at them, see who the hell.
You look over to see what they look like.
Are you talking the whole time?
What could they? I'm like, what? What the hell?
What's happening?
I do a lot of this.
I talk.
Or a lot of this. But yeah, I'm like, and then, I don't know, just that person that was driving that car, she was an older lady. I mean, she couldn't have been 5 foot tall. And, you know, you shrink as you age.
You do shrink a
so
couple
if she
inches.
Shrinks down to 48 inches, that bitch is going to have to be in a car seat because
48
it's a law.
Yeah.
If you're not above 48 inches, you better be in a booster or
she's
something.
Be strapping
but
herself
probably,
in.
She should have been in a booster because then I could have seen that there was a driver. I mean, it could have been an AI car. I didn't know.
But how do we know?
But then I'm like, you know, speed across.
You gave her the look like, what the
And then here we are at the same red light again, because that's how much farther I got ahead of her. But
and she's like,
I don't know,
trying to look out the window.
But that pisses me off. I don't know. I'm just saying.
That pisses me off, too.
Make sure you can show the person behind you that there's a person in a car.
I agree. Get your car seat if you have to.
Yeah.
Sure, ask grandkids.
I agree. So that was it for me. Do you have anything else?
Pisses me off when I open a beer every 2 weeks and it goes all over me. I mean, off camera, I opened this little guy up. It was fine.
Yeah.
That kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
When it wastes beer, smells like beer. It's in the morning. Yes, I'm drinking a beer in the morning. Get off me.
It is.
It's a weekend.
It's beer. It's beer. But it's the morning.
Then I might go by Phil's house and I'm going to smell like beer. Phil's going to be like, have you drinking?
Phil's her mom, by the way.
Phil's my mom.
And she is very used to it. Well, thank you guys for tuning in today. I think that's about all we have. Talking about our robots and our short people driving and and everything else that's going on in pickleball. Get out there and play some pickleball again. Check out MyPaddle, NYPADL.com. They will get you set up with everything you need. Mm-hmm. Anything else today? Oh, what about our wacky wrongdoers and our cheaters? Mm-hmm. We have a really good one for you. She's supposed to be here today. She's not here.
But her name is Shannon, but
she's got on the next show.
She's got a spicy
one. Again, if you have a story, hit us up. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube, please. And in the comments, comment what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see, what you don't want to see.
What you want us to talk about.
What you want us to talk about. And if you have a wacky wrongdoer or a two-time rascal in your family.
Two-time rascal. We will come after them.
Let us know where they live. Yeah, let us know.
Give us their phone number.
I think that's it. Guys, anything else?
That's it.
All right. Later, guys. Thanks. Listen, Pickle Podcast, little bit of